This podcast is sponsored by Monarch Money. Are you saving to reach your financial goals? Reaching those goals isn't just about getting more money, but by managing what you have. And the best way to manage your money? Monarch Money. Monarch Money is a new kind of finance app that's intuitive, powerful, ad-free, and takes the headaches out of budgeting. Try it free when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. Monarch puts all your accounts, investments, transactions, and finances at your fingertips. With a complete view of your finances, you'll gain insights on your spending and find new ways to save. Plus, Monarch lets you customize your dashboard, collaborate with your partner, set custom budgets and goals, and track your progress toward them. See why Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it, and why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch Money the best budgeting app overall. Get a 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/podcast. That's monarchmoney.com/podcast for your free trial. monarchmoney.com/podcast.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I found out that my boyfriend of 2 years is married and has kids. I'm showing myself to his family tomorrow at his church. Throw away because I don't want my followers to see this. I'm just so confused right now and need to talk to somebody. I've been seeing this guy, Adam, 32, for 2 years. He's from another town but visits me on weekends. I never met his family, friends, or been to his town. I know that he works at the church and he takes pride in that. 3 weeks ago, I found out that he's actually married and has 2 kids. I was devastated and in a state of disbelief, but most of all, I was mad, especially after I confirmed this via his wife's social media account. We're still talking and I haven't broke up with him yet. I planned and decided to show myself to his family on Sunday at his church and let them know that he used me and took advantage. I plan on ending it right there and then. I'm currently in his town staying at a hotel. I'm doing this tomorrow and no one knows except myself. He's still texting me lies thinking that I'm stupid or ignorant. I feel terrible but something's pushing me to do this. Don't know if it's anger or feeling bad for his wife and kids. I'm not gonna lie, I'm worried this might backfire at me, but at this point I have nothing to lose. I just feel like I need to get my respect and dignity back after being lied to and fooled for 2 years. Redditor's reaction story 2 after. Redditor 1, as scummy as that is, it is pretty remarkable that he got away with it for so long. I can't even take a asset without my wife and kids hunting me down. Op answer, I admit that he managed to play me. I'm usually the type of person that won't trust people automatically nor go out of my way to be malicious to others. I'm not a bitter person, but I feel a great deal of depression and sadness because of him. I was in a bad place before meeting him, now it's worse. Edit verge of my typing because I had few drinks and my hand is unsteady. Redditor 2, saving thread, please update with your decision result. Redditor 3, you can get your respect and dignity back without traumatizing his kids in the process. Tell the wife but leave the kids out of it. Edit, to those sending me messages saying the kids deserve to know and checks notes, fuck them kids, shut the actual duck up. There is not a need to publicly embarrass a woman and her children because her husband can't keep his DCK in his pants. Grow up and go to therapy because your head is ducked. Redditor follow up, yeah, I second this. The kids didn't sign up for the circus. They're innocent. Redditor 4, I'm with everyone else here. It's going to blow up in your face if you make a scene. The church will make you the villain, him the victim, and the wife the lame duck. Sit next to her and tell her you want to speak to her in private. Give her unrefutable evidence. Walk away. Never look back. If she wants to make a scene, let her make that call. It's probably hard to see it this way, but both of you are victims of this man's machinations. As much as you want to ruin this man in spectacular fashion, It's not her fault he did this. Please be considerate. Redditor follow up. You throw away 9767, please heed this advice. Don't blow up her and their children's lives. They are innocent in this. Tell her. But do not bring inevitable shame to her in the way you're planning. I get that you want to burn it all down, but that's selfish of you when really it should be about her and the kids. They deserve to know and he deserves to burn, but doing it to create a spectacle and involving the kids is pretty ducked up. Story 2. My partner told me he isn't in love with me anymore after 10 years. Days before I gave birth to our second child, 2nd of January, my partner seemed off. I asked him what's going on. He told me he wasn't in love with me anymore and ended our relationship. He has been feeling this way for a few years apparently. We had just bought our first house together 2 months ago. As the birth of our second child was only days away, I asked if he could stay living with us to help out. I also requested if he could not get into a new relationship for 3 months so we could focus on the newborn stage and I could deal with all these emotions as he would be living with us. He agreed and days later I had our baby. He did not attend the birth, he couldn't handle the procedure. 13 hours after birth my son took a turn for the worse and was transferred to NICU for 2 weeks with lung issues. Once we returned home, my ex met his son for the first time, while also smiling a lot at his phone. Later that night I found out days after we broke up he started talking to a girl from work. After our son was born he told her he liked her and he told me she was a support person while our son was in NICU. I was disgusted in him and the next day I gave him 3 weeks notice to move out. They were the most emotional 3 weeks of my life. He sat next to me smiling and constantly messaging this girl. Then things didn't go anywhere with her so he downloaded dating apps and went straight on there to talk to women. When I asked him why we broke up he said it's because I put on weight and he lost attraction to me, and then I would lose weight and gain it again and it frustrated him. However, when I did lose weight he was never cheering me on unless I asked him if he was proud of me. I had lost 33 kilograms in 2 years and was 9 months pregnant at the time of breakup. I love him still after everything he has put me through. I thought we would have been together forever. We were so compatible. He was just a really lazy father and partner, but I accepted that. I want him to love me again. I'm working on a lot of self-love ATM too. I just don't know what to do and letting go is so hard. Thank you for reading this. Redditor's reaction story 3 after. Redditor 1, you deserve so much better. Someone loyal and faithful. Someone who isn't acting so shallow. Seriously, he is not treating you right at all. I hope you find someone who won't make you feel like shit about your image and body. Op answer, thank you. I just wish it could have been him, fingers crossed for better things to come. Redditor 2, I don't think that he just left because of falling out of love, it's more like falling into his colleague if you know what I mean. Op answer, that's what my mom said. It happened so quickly. And now things didn't work between them because she didn't like him back. It's like he wants to play the field to see what's out there. I thought he was having an early midlife crisis. He is 37, I am 32. Redditor 3, he is a complete and utter piece of asset. I hope karma sends some horrible asset his way. You are honestly the most tolerant, reasonable person for giving him 3 weeks to move out. I would have wanted him out with immediate effect. I want to give you a big hug. Redditor follow up, literally this. Unless Op is leaving out some serious issues she has where she abuses or otherwise endangers her partner, any man who leaves a woman days before giving birth to his child is an irredeemable piece of asset. Story 3, I have cheated on my husband and the guilt is killing me. My husband M50 stopped having S time with me F39 about 9 years ago. At that time he had health issues that we thought was prostate cancer, and I just had a late and painful miscarriage. We both were traumatized because of our experiences and stopped having S time. We never stopped showing our love though. We still kissed, hugged and cuddled the moment we got home. After a while, About 1-1.5 year I started initiating S time again. He was very avoidant in the beginning and tried to blame it on many things including what we went through. I asked him if he maybe should talk to a therapist but he said he just needed time. We tried a bit and after 2 half attempts I stopped trying because I felt unwanted and embarrassed. I stopped feeling desired and saw myself as ugly and unattractive. He never stopped loving me or showing me that with kisses and touching. Until about a week ago I still fell asleep in his arms every night. I noticed that he didn't have physical issues with getting hard and it made me feel worse about myself for some reason. It must have been me he didn't want, or S time in general. When I turned 35 I realized I'm probably never going to have children and accepted that fact. We got each other. Great jobs. So I busied myself with the material things. We're both high earners so we bought our dream apartment, built our dream lake house, expensive cars and designer stuff. And I was happy and content. The problem started again about 3 years ago. I wasn't satisfied and I told him I wanted S time. Nothing was enough for me anymore. Not the cuddling or the love or the material things. He said it wasn't me, he just didn't want S time. He was content with what we had and I should feel lucky that we have found love and a great life with each other. He didn't want to get a divorce and begged me to just find some other hobby. Many married people don't have S time and very few are as happy as we are his exact words. I told him I wanted to separate but he refused and asked me to go to counseling with him instead if I promised not to talk about S time or divorce in our sessions. After 2 appointments I stopped going. He was right, I loved him very much and he loved me and didn't want to lose the life we built together. Instead I started working out more, taking piano lessons, climbing lessons etc. and before COVID we traveled all over Asia. When COVID hit and we were home for the majority of the time I started fantasizing about other men. I am very beautiful and even being almost 40 I still got a lot of attention from men. That was something I was aware of before but never interested in. Now I suddenly was. I found myself loving the attention and not immediately rebuffing men who approached me. This got worse when after COVID, my company started hiring many new people. Right before Christmas one of the new colleagues, a very handsome 30-something-year-old man was not shy about how beautiful and attractive he found me. I was overwhelmed at first but secretly I loved his attention and fantasized every night about him. After a couple of months and some outings with him and other colleagues I started talking to him more than any others. Last week, we were on a work trip to London. Me, him and 2 50-something-year-old ladies who weren't interested in taking a drink before going to the hotel so I spent all my evenings with him instead. One of these nights he was drunk and bluntly told me what he in details wanted to do to me and asked me to go to his room with him and I was just living my fantasy and said yes. Halfway through our session I don't know what came over me and all I could think of was my husband. I told him to stop and just left. This was a week ago. Now I can't bear the guilt I'm feeling. I'm so disgusted with myself and I hate everything about me. I'm a cheap, cowardly, pathetic human being. I have moved to the guest room because I can't let my husband touch and cuddle something so filthy and disgusting. I can't bear falling asleep in his arms and I don't feel I deserve him. I don't know why I'm writing this but I needed an outlet. Feel free to be disgusted with me because you will never be as disgusted as I'm. When I was fantasizing about cheating I never considered my conscience or my love for my husband. I totally forgot these 2 very important feelings. Please, before acting on your lust, just take 1 step back and consider what you're going to lose. I have lost the love of my life because I was a churny. I can't keep this a secret because the guilt is killing me, so I'm telling him tonight. Update. Thank you everyone for all the comments, although I don't deserve the kindness and understanding so many of you have shown me. I have kept my word and told my husband yesterday. I saw immediately in his eyes that I have lost him and if guilt felt so bad yesterday the way he looked at me made it 100 times worse. He didn't say much. I didn't try to explain myself or blame anyone but myself. I told him that I was sorry. He is still at work and he's probably not coming home today. I have lost my best friend and true love. Redditor's reactions. Redditor 1, please go talk to a therapist, one you trust and are completely comfortable with. For the love of God, don't take random advice from people on Reddit. Op answer, I will eventually seek therapy. My husband didn't want me talking about our S time life to therapist. It was very important to him and I didn't dare to do it behind his back because I didn't want to hurt or embarrass him, but I ended up doing something 1,000 times worse. Redditor 2, considering you've already expressed wanting separation, him not wanting you to address S time in counseling and the fact you moved into the guest room, he might put 2 and 2 together, but regardless I'm happy you're telling him. Op answer, I told him I had an important week at work and needed my sleep. He's a snorer. Redditor 3, 100% you should not have cheated, you should have divorced a long time ago. To some, S time isn't important. To others, it is. Your love language is different from his. You need intimacy with a partner. You cannot hide or run from that. A S timeless faithful marriage only works if both are willing to commit to that. It's been 9 years, and you are still not feeling fulfilled without S time. The best thing you can both do is to move on. Redditor follow up. To some, S time isn't important. To others, it is. Your love language is different from his. You need intimacy with a partner. You cannot hide or run from that. As time will hear, indifferent to S time, and don't quite feel the need like others do, nor does my self-esteem or worth get tied to it. Yet I'd never ask someone to give up S time if it was important to them. This is absolutely will always be subject of frequent, constant communication with any partner I've had or will have. Just because it's not a big deal to me doesn't mean it isn't for my partner. And I have to understand that, if we ever hit an impasse on the subject, it is completely fair and right for them to move on, for both us to be happy. Up, your husband isn't being fair at all to you or your needs. At all. If he isn't willing to find compromise that you like, to, or therapy, or work this out in any form, do yourself a favor and find someone who will. This is clearly an important part of a relationship for you, and you deserve to be happy in your relationship.